KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's clear to partly cloudy, and we have 29 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A move to withhold state funding from cities or counties that cut budgets for local police and law enforcement has cleared its initial review in the Iowa Senate. Senator Chris Knoyer, a Republican from LeClaire, backs the bill.
The objective here is that we want to make sure that our communities are safe across Iowa, and there's a lot of concerns with some of the movements across the nation with defunding police.
Robert Palmer of the Iowa League of Cities said the bill is unnecessary intrusion into local decision-making, and Palmer says it may prevent towns from entering into less expensive regional agreements for police or sheriff's department protection.
We often are talking with our members about how to find efficiencies, how to lower expenditures, because it is our belief that that is what's in the interest of the property taxpayer. This bill is incentivizing the retention of an expenditure level.
No group representing Iowa law enforcement is registered in favor of the bill. A lobbyist for the Iowa Police Chiefs Association says that group has concerns there may be unintended consequences if the bill becomes law. The Iowa Peace Officers Association and the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association are registered as undecided on that particular piece of legislation. A Southwest Iowa man was sentenced last Friday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to serve 15 years or 180 months in prison in connection with a child pornography charge. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says 63-year-old Mark Frederick Sandell of Red Oak must also serve 5 years of supervised release among completion of his imprisonment. At the time Sandell committed the present offense, he was on supervised release for a previous conviction of receipt of child pornography. At his sentencing, Sandell's term of supervised release on the prior conviction was revoked, and he was ordered to serve 30 months in prison consecutive with the 180-month sentence for a total of 210 months. Both sentences were imposed by a U.S. District Court judge. The investigation began when the Nebraska State Patrol conducted peer-to-peer internet network investigations and discovered that an internet protocol address associated with Sandell received child pornography files. On February 27th of 2020, a search warrant was obtained and executed at Sandell's home located in the 1800 block of Eastern Avenue in Red Oak. Sandell was at his home and admitted to police he was in possession of child pornography. Officers seized numerous electronic devices, and a forensic examination identified a total of 483 videos and 125 images of child pornography. The case was investigated by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nebraska State Patrol, the Bellevue, Nebraska Police Department, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported three people were arrested, booked into the Adair County Jail, and then released on citations over the past week. At around 12:20 a.m. on Saturday, 27-year-old Thompson Lee Jones of Creston was taken into custody following a traffic stop in Orient. He was subsequently arrested for OWI first offense. Test results indicated his breath alcohol content, or BAC, was at .088, which is slightly above the legal limit for intoxication. Just before 3 a.m. on Saturday, 67-year-old Merle Dean Burris of Stewart was arrested by police in Stewart for OWI first offense. Burris's arrest followed a traffic stop on a vehicle with its headlights off. A test at the Adair County Jail showed Burris's BAC was at 0.091%. And at around 7 p.m. Thursday, 39-year-old Mitchell Tyler Killian of Orient was arrested in rural Fontenelle for driving while licensed, denied, or revoked for OWI. He was taken into custody after he was pulled over for a traffic stop for having a headlight out. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests over the weekend. On Sunday, 55-year-old Timothy J. Blank was arrested on a Page County warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Blank was taken into custody in Coyne following a short foot pursuit. He was transported to the Page County Sheriff's Office and held a $1,000 bond pending further court proceedings. Last Saturday, Page County Sheriff's deputies responded to a vehicle in the ditch on Highway 59 about a mile north of Shenandoah. When deputies arrived, a Shenandoah police officer was already on the scene where a 2017 Ford Edge was located in the east ditch. An investigation determined the vehicle didn't appear to have hit anything. It was just stuck in the snow. As a result of the investigation, 39-year-old Wesley Joe Stogdill was arrested for OWI second offense. Stogdill was transported to the Page County Sheriff's Office and held on a $2,000 bond pending further court proceedings. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Monday said there were two recent arrests. At around 5:30 a.m. Saturday, 24-year-old Victoria Ann Griffin was arrested after a deputy saw a Chevrolet Equinox in the center of the median in Council Bluffs near the 8-mile marker off Interstate 80. Griffin was charged with OWI first offense and failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle. The report also indicated she was taken into custody for possession of marijuana. And last Thursday, 35-year-old David Michael Thiessen was arrested following a traffic stop in Carson. Thiessen was charged with driving while barred. Crawford County deputies who went to conduct a welfare check Sunday night on a man in Dow City found the man unresponsive and bleeding from a single gunshot wound to his chest or abdomen area. The incident took place in the 500 block of East Fulton Avenue. Authorities say 46-year-old Jeremy Frank of Dow City was transported to the Crawford County Hospital where he died. According to the sheriff's office, his live-in girlfriend, 44-year-old Beth Guzman, is charged with first-degree murder in his death. Court records say that Guzman admitted to shooting a handgun numerous times at Frank after getting into an altercation with him at his workplace in Denison Sunday evening. Guzman told police she went home to her residence in Dow City after the altercation, armed herself with a handgun, and waited for Frank to come home. When he did arrive at the home they shared, another argument ensued, and Guzman began shooting at Frank, striking him once as he tried to leave the home. Now, according to authorities, Guzman admitted to where she hid the gun and admitted to altering the crime scene in an attempt to conceal it. Jeremy Frank was able to make it to his vehicle and drive a short distance before authorities found him unresponsive. An autopsy on Jeremy Frank is pending at the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny. The investigation into his death is being conducted by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Crawford County Attorney's Office. Denison Police Department, Dow City EMS, and Crawford County Memorial Hospital Ambulance Service assisted during the scene and accident or investigation. Because it is an ongoing investigation, authorities say additional details are not being released at this time. And that is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.